Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the fourth issue of this Flash arc, issue 337. And if you guys would like to go back to the previous issues, we've released the first three just recently. And if you want the full story, you can go back to episodes 6 through 8 and episodes 109 through 115. Ron, can you take it away?
Hello again. Told you I was going to do it.
Fuck you.
Okay, so we start off this one with the cover. The hills are alive with the sound of mayhem.
The cover with the Pied Piper, Flash, and all these
weird
demons?
Little creatures.
Things?
Flying dinosaur demons.
Yeah.
When I first saw their heads, I thought they were like Triceratops, like mini Triceratops.
Anyways, okay, that works. Yeah.
So we go to
Mary Cheese.
Yes. And he's got the Flash's head in his hand. It's the mannequin or the whatever they destroyed in the museum. And he's like, I'd just like to humbly announce that I'm apologizing for everything I said about the Flash, and we will definitely be fixing his museum here. The Pied Piper had me under his control.
Well, he doesn't say the Pied Piper. He just says
He does.
Does he?
I am ashamed by how easily he was duped by the manipulated.
Oh, yeah.
By
the... Okay. Sorry.
Okay. So anyways, they're in the Flash Museum. They're getting pictures taken with Miles Morales.
Dexter Miles.
Yeah.
Miles is not even a thought yet.
Shut up. So, anyways, Flash, beware the speed demons is the name of this one, apparently. Dude, look, it just says it right there.
Yeah, fair. Okay, and, like, so the mayor walks out. He hops into his expensive helicopter and flies away. Pied Piper is there watching on with his 80s Ray-Ban futuristic Kang goggles. Okay,
they look like ski goggles.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure they are.
Yeah. Anyways, and he's got this angry look on his face. He's got the Elvis lip going up there.
Yeah, he's pissed. Now he really wants to get at the Flash.
And then we go back to Muffin, who's got the Flash's uniform.
Shrunk costume.
Which is not shrunk anymore, if you look at the size of it right there.
So I'm wondering if it just took forever to expand. That could be it, too. But maybe like, it just, the enlarging fluid... just releases or
slowly expanded.
Expands it quickly,
or maybe that could be it. You know, like it, because it was a compressed suit. Like it was a full size suit that was compressed
into this tiny ring. Yeah,
and then the fluid is supposed to expand it. So maybe just after time, as it sits there, it just slowly expands. Yep. Anyways, full size suit. The cat,
Muffins.
Fran is looking for Muffins, and as she's calling for Muffins, Muffins the leopard or tiger,
Tabby.
Panther.
Whatever.
pulls it out the cat door and runs away with it, the suit.
Yep.
But leaves the ring on the ground, thankfully.
Well, yeah, doesn't need the ring anymore.
Exactly.
Fran happens to see Muffins go out the cat door dragging this bright red something.
With, yellow she thinks boots hanging off.
Well, she doesn't see the yellow boots, apparently, but she sees the red color, and she's like, I don't think we have anything this red, but Muffins got into the laundry somehow, because...
Maybe it was somebody else's laundry. Maybe. Somebody that's colorblind, no doubt, for the loud shade of red.
Yeah.
And then we go to the police station with Captain Fry and Cecile.
Yep.
And they're talking about...
She was asking for some Flash... What, cases or...
Yeah,
or...
just some information, like, of what he's been... the stuff that he's been involved in. I think is what she asked
I
for.
Think it's probably more of who all was there at the wedding and saw what went down.
She's
still doing the case, obviously.
She's looking for the witnesses.
Yeah.
He's helping her out. And then he even notices that every time he mentions the Flash that, she gets all cold.
Yeah. I mean, again, this is your client. I get you hate him. At least
but you
try.
Could at least show, yeah, you could at least front it. I mean...
Yeah.
Lawyers are liars, so they should be good at that.
True. We go to the Flash, and he is downtown somewhere. He happens upon this, I guess, hostage negotiation going on. Rushes in to save this old lady. He kicks down one guy. Like, he knocks out one guy.
He wraps the dude in the phone cord.
And then kicks him over.
And then kicks him over.
But then there's another guy there that he didn't see that has a gun and shoots.
Flash catches the bullet in his teeth and then spits it back at the gun,
so,
making the gun explode.
Number five, he killed?
Yep, because as close as that dude's face was to that gun...
Yeah, he'd be dead. Because the gun shattered.
Yeah. Exploded.
Yep.
But he drags him down the stairs.
And then takes him out, hands him over to the cops.
Detective Furball here.
Yep. Detective Lion Maine.
Yeah.
And the construction workers right next door are
holding up a banner that they did a really good job on for as quickly as that had to have been made that says Way to Go Flash.
I'm wondering if it's been there for a while.
It was all a setup.
Maybe.
Anyways.
Possibly.
So the Flash looks up and gets all teary-eyed.
Yeah, like because he's under the impression that everybody in town like hates him.
Yeah, and here's a show of support.
It's only a select few that just happen to be his purview constantly.
And so, you know, the show of solidarity, you know, has given him a little bit of an emotional whatever.
Yep.
And then we see this boomerang flying through the air.
Oh, Captain Boomerang.
Wait, we don't know that that's Captain Boomerang's boomerang yet.
Attention, spoiler. Pied Piper. This is your fellow rogue villain, Captain Boomerang.
Harkness.
Yeah. That bugged me, honestly.
Anyways.
Because it's Digger Harkness.
Yeah.
If he would have said his full name, Digger Harkness, you know, Captain Boomerang, okay, fine. But no, Captain Boomerang Harkness. What the fuck? Come on, Carrie. What the fuck are you thinking?
Anyways, and the Pied Piper sitting here with a bag of ice on his head. I assume it's ice, or I guess it could be a heat bag, too. I don't know which.
I'm assuming ice, because I think he just needed to cool down. Because as heated as he got earlier, I think he just needed, like, he's becoming, not unraveled, but he's definitely getting to that point of shit just starting to go wrong constantly, and it's frustrating him.
Irritate him.
Yeah.
Hardcore. But the boomerang, Captain Boomerang's boomerang.
Well, and so he is, like, not downgrading, but he's chastising
Piper
for using the mayor as a pawn.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Why not? It was genius. If it
yeah, it's out. Actually, it was a great fucking plan.
He's like, you bloody wanker. Oh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Australian.
He's supposed to be Australian, right?
He is Australian.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Piper's like, screw you.
Yeah, and so
blows up the boomerang.
Literally.
With his horn, with
his horn.
And then he decides to give himself a, trial.
Yeah, he's gonna basically
shooting gallery kind of thing.
Yeah, he's basically gonna go face off.
There we go.
And he puts on his combat pipes, which that shit cracked me up. Cause like I just imagine like Charlie's in band. I can imagine Charlie and he plays, you know, the trumpet, the saxophone, and the flute. I can just imagine him like, he takes like the flute, like slides it into his belt over here, and then like the saxophone's like strapped over his shoulder, and then he's got like the trumpet, like her, you know. And that's the picture I get when I think of combat. And then,
but the funny thing is, he has the combat horns. He only uses one horn the entire time.
Yeah,
and just plays a different note, which does different things. Which I'll be honest, that's actually kind of badass. But
it would have been cooler if he'd had, like, you know, he'd have been dual wheeling him.
Yeah, exactly. But what ends up happening is he's got these, like, flash, not mannequins, because they're, like, the standees that pop up. Like,
Target dummy.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. Target standees.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking Men in Black when Will Smith is, they're told to go
and
shoot everybody.
This girl right here, and she's got advanced calculus. Was a girl of her age, anyways.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
But he's got these little, stand-up targets of the Flash
that he just is firing at, and each one does something different. Like one of them shoots. I think that first one's like air that makes it explode. The standee
one's like a ray, a beam of, that, like, of energy, and then the third
blows
one
it up.
Lights him on fire.
Yeah, like pretty awesome, honestly.
Yeah, for being, you know, tech that's made it to look like a pipe, a trumpet.
Wow.
It's pretty wicked.
So he's testing with all of these, testing his skill, and then he's like, all right, cool. I can use my ultimate weapon now.
Then why the hell did you test the other ones?
Yeah.
This is to vent my frustration. So he gets out this...
It's a
dual horn.
It looks like a clarinet. Looks like a clarinet with two horns.
Okay, like if you threw a clarinet into the Wabash River, it would come out like this.
Nice.
Thank you. But, and then
I understand that reference. You guys will not. Sorry about that, but...
Then we go back to,
Captain Fry,
who's talking to the DA that's running the Flash case.
Anton Slater.
There we go, Slater, yeah. And while he's talking to him, he gets a call from his wife. And she's like, oh, by the way, I found the ring. And he's like, fuck yeah. I'll be home to get that just as soon as I can. And then as Slater's walking out the door, we get this manhole cover that pops open. And this dude pops out wearing...
It's underneath a car.
Yeah, it's underneath a car also.
Underneath a vehicle.
A parked vehicle. And the dude pulls out what I assume is supposed to be like a mini bazooka.
It's yeah. Sure.
All their weapons in this are really odd looking, but I mean, it was also...
80s. They all have to look futuristic.
Exactly. But the dude's got like this full face mask looking thing going on. Like it looks like he's literally got supervillain costume going on.
Yeah.
Right? And
he fires off the bazooka and at the Flash, Slater.
Yeah, and the Flash is like, did I just hear a bazooka going off? Because I know exactly what that sounds like because I've heard so many of them.
I guess.
There's a picket happening right by Slater. Flash takes one of the picket signs, hits the missile shot out of this bazooka with a picket sign.
Problem number six.
Okay. And we're talking...
It's cardboard. This is cardboard.
If it's a high quality one. If not, it's poster board.
Yeah.
If they had poster board back then, I don't know. I'd assume so because it looks like in most of the protests they have pictures of
exactly.
Anyways, but knocks this thing into the air where it explodes because it wouldn't have exploded being hit.
Nope. That's also similar to, I can't remember, one of the earlier issues. He hits something with a belt.
Yeah.
Like.
A bullet. It reflects the bullets with the belt.
Yeah, like, why? The fuck?
Because he's also a master ninja.
Idiot.
But anyways, so, he's talking to,
I love the guy that in the manhole is like, I don't get it. There should have been a direct hit. What happened? And then the Flash, like, taps him on the shoulder.
And the guy turns around, and then the Flash just starts, like, bitch-slapping him. Like
hardcore.
Super speed, like...
snap his neck, number six.
Yep.
God, he's just racking up these murder charges.
And this is my favorite part, though, right here. Because Slater's like, I appreciate the assist on this, but this isn't going to change how I run your trial.
Which is great.
Which means that he's actually got morals and standards.
Exactly.
Which, that means that that's the next problem we have.
Well.
But, and the Flash is like, hey... I can understand that. Yep. And then Fry pats Flash on the back, and he's like, man, you got it tough, but he's a good guy. He's just, doing his job.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be interested to hear the latest in the missing Barry Allen mystery. And Flash is like, Barry Allen?
Who's that? Oh, wait, that's me. Shit. Like,
dude, I thought we were kind of done with all that. He's like, it's all good. I got a new scheme in place for solving this riddle. And Flash is just like, okay.
Yeah, right. Well, I just remembered there was something I had to...
Well, yeah, get the fuck out of there.
Exactly.
We go to outside the city, and the Piper is using his ultimate weapon.
And he's blowing this twin clarinet, and it pulls this ball of purple energy out of the ends of it. And in there, you see eyes.
And music notes,
yes. Of course, music notes.
Yep.
Okay, this shit with the X right here, fucking throws me.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't go in the order where to follow.
It should be top, left, right, mid, bottom. No, it goes
left,
top.
Top, right, bottom.
Yeah.
And like some of them go into each other. So it's really
awkward. It gets kind of annoying.
But anyways, it's Peter and Cecile talking.
Cecile told him why she does not like the Flash. And Peter's like, oh, okay, I understand where you're coming from. You may want to talk to
him
Flash
about
this. And she reveals that it has something to do with her father.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm sorry what happened to your father, but you either need to tell the Flash and get it out in the open, or you need to not be representing him.
Yep.
Like, you won't be able to have a clear mind if this is all you're thinking about.
Yep.
Trying to defend him.
And then while that's going on, this god-awful music is playing through out Central City?
Yep.
Yeah, Central City. And everybody's like, God, what the hell is that noise? Somebody make it stop. It sounds like shit.
And so Flash goes rushing out. He follows the music.
Flash pulls a Pepe Le Pew with a scent on this music and follows the music all the way back to its source, which its source is the clarinet, the dual clarinet playing by itself.
See, that's...
this is where my problem happens because, I guess we'll explain it in a minute. But Flash is like, odd. I could have swore there was, blah, blah, blah. That
But
he destroys the clarinet. Like right here, he destroys the clarinet. First things first.
No, because he doesn't, because he has it.
No, Piper look has right here. Thronk. Look at that picture. He says, first, let's put an end to this infernal noise. And you can see the pieces of it flying all over the place.
But that doesn't make sense because Piper has it right here. And
that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. So how is it playing by itself right there?
See, I took it as he's far enough away that it is still Piper.
But you got to
look. Zooming in, sure, yes. But as soon as Flash gets there, Piper's gone.
Yeah, but the pipe's still there. Like, he literally
kicks
it. But
it's not. Like, I don't...
First things first, and that means putting a quick end to the infernal noise. And
as soon as he
stops, right there.
But as soon as he stops, the Flash stops, the music stops. I get where you're coming from.
Uh-huh.
That's not the way I took it. Only because, in two pages,
yeah,
the Piper jumps down from the tree
and is
still
playing.
Holding...
Exactly, and that's, I'm just saying, it's a continuity error right okay. there. But anyways, so as the Flash is, you know, smashing this... wait, you know what? It's a different one. This is the one that was playing the god-awful music throughout the town.
Oh,
to lure him there.
Okay.
Okay, so anyways.
That one I can go with.
Okay, we got that covered.
Okay, cool.
Okay, yeah, so these bat-looking dinosaur dragon tiny things that are about the size of somebody's head or hand come flying at the Flash from all directions. And he's like, oh no, it's a trap. And then they start spinning around him. And as they're spinning around him, these little clouds of smoke that they're emitting wrap the Flash up. And they start paralyzing him.
And I don't know how. Like, I don't get that.
Yeah, and then we go to the Pied Piper, and he's like, ha, I found these little things one time once when I was playing my instrument once. And I
now
never
I know, and I know how to control them from the one
I
time.
I never thought I'd need them, but now they're my ace in the hole because I obviously need them to defeat you, Flash. As long as I don't play a note wrong, they'll do whatever I want them to. And then it shows them carrying the Flash off. And,
like far away, I don't understand what the fuck. I think his purpose was to fly him high up in the air and then let
drop
go.
Him. Yeah,
and he is paralyzed.
Yeah,
so he wouldn't be able to like
whirlwind
do the whirlwind. Yeah,
so
I think that's the plan. I don't know.
He and then the Pied Piper's like, I figured you've got enough life experience for about 2 minutes. This is the only way it could ever finally end between us, old foe. But enough of that. I'm playing you a final tune. I call it Music to Die By.
Yeah. So dumb. But hey, he's doing something that most villains haven't had a chance to. He's almost winning. And that's how we end the issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.